Hello, my name is Leah. Today's date is March 24th, 2022. I am with Tulsa Community College at the West and Southeast campus. We are here today with Miss Leanne. She is an ELS student with TCC as well. We will be interviewing her today on a Zoom meeting, and we'll be interviewing to find out some really cool stuff about her. So, hello, Leanne.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. Okay, so we'll start out with my questions. The first one I have here is, where are you from?
I am from Cuba, but I have 6 years living here in USA.
Okay, so you've been here for 6 years. Do you like it?
Yes.
Okay, do you ever travel back to Cuba?
No.
Okay, so you came and never went back, huh?
No.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies that you like to do here in the US?
I like to planning weddings and do art craft and that stuff.
Okay. How often do you get to plan weddings?
Not so often because now I am studying, and in the future I think I am thinking have a business of planning weddings and events. So
Okay.
now it's just for friends and that's.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you get paid for it, or do you just do it out of fun?
For now I don't have pay for it because I just did like two weddings for my best friends. So one for my best friend and one for the other one. So,
Okay, and are they from the US or are they from Cuba?
they live here, but they both are from Mexico.
Okay. Do they have like any big traditions that they absolutely required you to plan for them?
Not really, because they both are Christians. In Christian culture, the ceremony is not like a traditional Mexican wedding.
Okay, so they merged more of like the US tradition than the regular Mexico tradition.
No, not US tradition, but they in m wedding and Mexican weddings regularly they have a lot of drink. They planning certain type of dancing and that stuff, but in those cases that I already did, like I told you, our Christian weddings is different. So
Yes. Do you ever help plan any quinceañeras?
no.
No. I've only been to one of those, and that was crazy. That was fun, but it was crazy. I can't imagine planning one of those either. But that's really cool that you help plan weddings. I bet your friends really appreciate that they've got someone, because those can get pretty stressful.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So do you have any favorite music that you like to listen to?
I the kind of music that I hear is Christian music. Not I don't hear regular. So
Okay. So do you ever attend like any like Christian concerts here in the US, or do you just listen on the radio or
no,
your downloaded stuff?
I just listen on YouTube music. I don't have the opportunity yet to go any concerts.
Okay. Do you ever travel anywhere?
Yes, to North Carolina to the wedding of my best friend.
Okay, that is awesome. Did you guys fly or did you drive?
We drive 14 hours.
Oh my goodness. Did you go straight through or did you stop?
And not we well we stopped for it and put gas on on the car, but
You didn't stop like at a hotel overnight?
no.
That's a long drive. Was it just you or did you have other people that went with you?
No, I went with her parents and her family.
Okay. Is that the farthest that you've ever traveled before?
Yes.
Is that the only time you've ever traveled?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when you came here from Cuba and you said that you've been here for 6 years?
Yes.
How many times have you gone back to Cuba?
No one, zero.
Okay. So one of my questions was if you had ever been like held or got stuck in another country, like trying to come from here to there or experienced anything like that. But I'm guessing no, since you just came here one time.
Yes, I just came here one time, but I was stuck in 4 or 5 countries. I don't remember because I came to Cuba from Costa Rica. So in my traveling, we were stuck 6 months in Costa Rica because in the year that I came to USA was a moment in the Cuban-like people that they were coming a lot of persons out. And in Costa Rica, they get stuck, a bunch of Cuban people. I think, I don't remember, it was 8,000 or 800 people. So we were stuck there because we cannot continue traveling border to border. We were there 6 months, and then we traveled to Nicaragua. I went there for a week without talking or nothing because we was high, and we have to stay quiet, for they don't recognize our accent when we're speaking, mm-hmm. because even when we speak, all of us speak Spanish, we speak different, so they can recognize you when it's someone.
Mm-hmm. So if they would have caught you, would they have just sent you back to Cuba, or would they have sent you back to Costa Rica?
Well, in that moment, they will send me back to Costa Rica because I was legal in Costa Rica.
Okay. So did you have to like stay in a temporary home instead of like renting an apartment or anything?
Yes.
Was it just you?
No, it was me and a bunch of people, because like I told you, it was a moment where Cuban people get stuck, mm-hmm. there because Nicaragua borders were closed and they don't want to let anyone travel by their borders.
Okay. Were you pretty scared, or was it just one of those you really wanted to get into the U.S., so you were doing whatever you could?
Well, we was scared because it was you never know what you can find in the way. So
yeah,
but thank God we find a good people that help us to get out to Costa Rica, that people take care of us, because I was came in with my mom, my brother, and me. So. Mm-hmm.
So, is that why you've never been back to Cuba, for the scare of not getting back out?
Well, no, I never been back because even I am not agree with the government, and also because I don't have the opportunity yet, because mm-hmm. I am studying and study take money. But maybe someday I will back to see my grandma if she is still alive.
Yeah. Do you get to talk to her on the phone or through the Zoom thing?
Yes, we talk by Messenger.
Okay. Well, I think it's really cool that even though sometimes technology and everything gets kind of crazy, it's nice that you actually get to talk to her since you can't go visit her yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So, let me see here. Do you have any pets?
No, I don't have any pets because I have a child that is 2 years old and he's asthmatic. So
he's enough, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. So do you think like in the future that you and your son will get a pet?
Maybe in the future. He loves dogs. We have a dog that is from one of the neighbors, and they came to visit him. Uh-huh. Every afternoon. So
he has a dog, but you're just not fully responsible for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you have one son and he's 2?
Yes, 2 years.
Okay. Do you have any plans to have any more one day, or is this
no
it?
For now?
Okay.
I don't know what God has planned, but in my mind, I don't want any other one.
Well, now
it's been really difficult with mine, because all through the asthma, he's having allergies with some food, and it's really complicated.
Yes, I can understand. Is it just you and your son that live together?
No, we live with my parents, with my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Okay. My next question was, are your parents still living? And yes, they are. Are you guys pretty close with them?
Yes, we live all together.
Okay. So from here, do you have any life goals?
Sure. I want to be a lawyer. So that, in my case, have to be a state by state, because that take time and take money. So I am single mother, and that have to go in a little bit by a little bit.
Yes.
For now, I need to do my English classes. And if I got good grades this semester, will be my last semester in ESL classes. Then I can go to college to take a technical career or starting working. Then can pay for college.
Okay. Well, I think you're on the right track for that, and you're definitely going to achieve it someday, even though if it takes a little bit longer than what we want.
Sure.
Yes. So what, I'm going to say this word wrong. What ethnicity do you establish yourself? How do you identify yourself? Like Cuban, Hispanic, Latino?
Cuban, definitely.
Do people mistake that for you?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Do people mistake your identity? Do they think you're Latino? Do they think you're Hispanic?
Oh, sure. Sometimes when they hear me to speak in Spanish, they think I'm Mexican or from another country. But most common, they say I'm Mexican.
Okay. Do you correct them when they say that, or do you just let it go?
Sometimes, yes, because I am proud from where I came. It's not like I don't like Mexican people. I love Mexican people and Mexican culture, and I love their food too. But I am proud from where I came. So even when I am not proud of my country.
Okay. You keep telling them that. I would be proud too. So with the wedding stuff, it's funny that you said one of your hobbies is planning weddings, because one of my questions is, are there any just very strict traditions that come with weddings from Cuba?
Not really, because in Cuba, most of the people just live together. They don't get married frequently, because a wedding in Cuba is very expensive. And people decide just live together. When they get married, sometimes they just go and sign the paper. That's it. And make a family dinner for celebrate. But when they celebrate a big wedding, they do normal dancing, take pictures.
Do they cut cake
together? That's it. It's not much like an American wedding, that they have traditions or some kind of a specific ceremonies that they do, like the candle ceremonies or.
So have you ever got to attend or be in a fancy wedding in Cuba, or no, because it's too expensive?
I was working with a team that we decorate weddings and planet weddings there. So I've been in several, but not because I was invited, just because I was working.
Okay. So total flip on questions now. being here in the US for only 6 years versus how long you were in Cuba, do you think that US has a good healthcare system, or do you think Cuba has a better healthcare system?
You know, they have a good, better he health care than Cuba has, but the only bad thing that the health care of United States have is the high prices.
Okay.
It's not like I would like to be free. Is I would like to they are have an arrangement in the prices, because most of the people with a basic salary, they don't have the opportunity to go to the doctor because they couldn't pay for a
For
Medicare.
services, or for they couldn't pay for health care in general because it's too expensive in the US.
Yes.
So when you had your son, I'm assuming since he's two and you've been here 6 years, you gave birth here in the US. Were you able to have good health care coverage, or was it kind of a struggle to get on different assistance programs so that you were able to afford the care for pregnancy and then for birth?
No, in my case, I was having DHS assistance because I couldn't pay for it. I was in my second semester from TCC, and the father of my son went back to their her country, and we never know anything more from them, from him. So I asked for assistance, and they give me the assistance.
Okay. My first child that I had, I was on assistance too. So I totally get where you're coming from. I think that it's nice that it's offered, and I'm glad that you were able to get that and hopefully have a good experience with all of it, from pregnancy to giving birth and all of that stuff.
Sure.
Did you give birth in a hospital, or did you go to a facility, or do you have a home birth?
No, I get there in the hospital because I wasn't sure if I could deliver a natural baby, so my labor was really long, where 21 hours waiting for my baby came, but never came, so they do a C-section because I was really debilitated and he wasn't in the right place.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Mine was 22 hours.
Yeah.
So, okay. So did you go to elementary and high school in Cuba?
Was a kind of high school that is a technical school too, so
So do you feel that the way that you're getting education right now through TCC versus the schooling that you had in Cuba, are they completely different?
sure they are.
What's the biggest difference to you?
In the way that teacher giving classes, and also the preparation of the teachers, and everything is different, because even the classrooms.
Are the classroom sizes good or bad?
No, good. Here, I guess each classroom have between 10 to 15 students. There are 35 or 40 students for just one teacher.
Okay, so completely different. Okay. When you were in Cuba and you were attending school as a younger child, were you in any extracurricular activities like sports or band or art or anything like that?
No.
You just went and you were done and went home?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know any of the English language before you joined the ESL program with TCC?
Just a little bit, because Bartlesville library have a program that they assign you tutors if you want to learn English, and I sign in for that program. And I get really blessed because I get a really good tutor that helped me. We are together now for around 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me in every step that I am going.
Okay. So do you, when you still talk to your grandma, I'm going to guess that you spoke to her through the whole COVID?
Sure. Yes.
Did she talk to you about was there a big difference between the way that Cuba did stuff and the United States from like getting a vaccine or, you know, the mask mandates or the shutdowns? Was there a lot of that in Cuba?
I couldn't tell you because we tried to don't speak much of the difference because, you know, the restrictions the government have there, all that stuff. We tried to don't talk about things that could affect them.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So you had to kind of keep it vague and not really go into detail because of government issues.
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree with everything that the United States had put into place, like here in the Tulsa Bartlesville area, when it came to mask mandates and, you know, shutdowns of certain places and having to do everything from home?
Yes.
Did you ever get scared of catching the virus?
Well, at the beginning I was, but like I don't go out and anyone came to my home. And like they were giving information about how to did prevention and all that stuff. I don't.
Okay. Do your parents have like any underlying health issues that you really had to watch for when, if you had to, you know, go to the grocery store or go somewhere?
Not really.
Okay. Do you know anybody that caught the virus?
Yes, one of my best friends.
Did she get really sick?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Well, and she made it through okay?
Not really.
She's
a little bit struggling.
She's still alive, but she's really struggling?
Yes.
Okay. This was one of my questions. Were you able to ask your grandma how easy it was to get vaccinated in Cuba?
No, because the vaccine was, they implement the vaccine obligatory for everyone.
So they made it very easily accessible to get it because they made everybody get it.
Yes.
Okay. When COVID was, you know, really a big thing in the beginning, like in 2020, did you watch like news reports?
For be honest, I don't have much time because my son born a few weeks before COVID. So I was really busy in that time.
Yes, you didn't watch any of it because you were focusing on a newborn baby, huh?
Yes.
Did you have to wear a mask when he was born?
No, because he born in February and I wear 2 weeks in a hospital because he was overweight and then he lost a lot of weight really quickly. Was a little bit struggling with us. And then when we get out to the hospital, was when COVID started.
Okay, so you made it right on the skim of things. You didn't have to wear a mask.
No.
Okay, but did you start having to wear them when you started taking him for his checkups? Because, you know, after...
Yes.
Like the first
after
month,
his,
go in
his
multiple times?
Third month.
Okay. Okay, so total change from COVID. Do you prefer summer or winter seasons here in the United States?
Well, I prefer summer, but in Oklahoma, you never know.
You are right, you don't. Yesterday it was 30 and today it's 70.
Yeah.
Okay, Do you and your son like to do a lot of outdoor activities together during the summer, even though he's only two?
Yes, we like to go to the park, and he like to go to the pool, and we like to go out
Do you guys
together.
ever go to the Tulsa Zoo?
We go to the zoo, but when it's not summer, we go in spring because summer is so hot and you cannot enjoy very good on the zoo because it's too big.
Yes, it is. You are right. Okay. So are you taking any other classes at TCC?
Not right now, but next semester I will take in a is said 18 hours course that is named
Okay.
information technology certificate business application SPI.
Okay, so you'll have your hands really full next semester, huh?
Well, I hope not so full, but something.
Okay, how did you hear about the ESL program?
Because I have a friend that already took that classes, but long time ago, and she said she took here in Bartlesville Community College, but I went there and they explained me that courses weren't able anymore here, so the only place that offered that classes was this TCC, and they gave me the numbers and that. Was like I find out about TCC.
Okay. Were you able to navigate the financial aid and the application process and all that with TCC?
Yes.
It was pretty easy for you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's awesome because it wasn't easy for me. So I'm glad someone had it pretty easy, not knowing
Well, it's
how.
easy because it's just ESL classes. And when you're asking for a scholarship with ESL classes, it's different than regular classes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't even know that there was an ESL program until this assignment. So that's pretty cool that you got into it, and I'm glad that you did, and it's working well for you.
Yeah, it's working really good.
Okay, good. So let me think how to word this question. If you had the opportunity to move back to Cuba after your ESL program with your son, would you do that, or would you want to stay here in Oklahoma?
Oh no, I prefer stay here in Oklahoma. Sorry for the sincerity, but my son born here. This is his country, and oh, it's my country too because I feel part of USA too. So for me, it's not an option going back.
Okay. Well, I think that's awesome. Is there anything that you don't like about the US?
Well, I don't know much, but for the little that I know, it's not anything that I don't like it.
Well, we are very glad to have you here then. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So that's all the questions that I have today. I want to really thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me. I always love to ask people that are not from this country questions just because I've never been out of the United States before. I've lived here my whole life, and so I don't really know the different cultures and ways that people do those. And I was really excited to do this with you because I think it's important for people to understand how other cultures and countries live and the things that they're required to
Yeah.
do and how lucky some people have it and how unlucky other people have it. And I think it's just very important. And so I really thank you for agreeing and being open and honest and telling me all the things that you did. Do you have any questions for me?
Oh no, but you're welcome. This is my second year doing this interview, so I am glad to have the interview with you and you have the opportunity to learn some things from my country.
Yes, that is fantastic. I hope that you do well for the rest of this semester and the next semester, and that you succeed at going on for your lawyer degree. That will be so exciting. And it will I think it will definitely put you at a perk to be bilingual and know how to speak both languages, since Spanish has becoming a lot more used, like a lot of more people use it here in the US than even 5 years ago. I come in contact with people all the time that speak Spanish.
Sure.
And I think you have an upper hand on that. So I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your semester and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yes.